Welcome into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Overtime coming at you for the next 2 hours right here on Fan Run Radio. Jake Miller, Davis Rangy, producer Matthew. It is championship weekend in college football. Got USC taking on Utah tonight.
I'll be tuned in.
I think everybody will be tuned in for that one. But at the same time, we realize there's no realistic scenario as to how Tennessee gets in. Like, three of the four teams would have to lose this week, and one of those teams can't be Georgia.
No, but you could get back into the Orange Bowl, which is already rightfully ours, but according to a contract clause, if USC loses, that would just let Ohio State quit whining. They would get in the playoff, and then we would slide into that Orange Bowl slot.
And this brings me back to the preseason. And, Davis, I want you to take a guess at how many of the teams that were ranked in the AP top 25 to start the season, how many of those teams are ranked now?
Well, A&M clearly is not.
Right.
North Carolina is not. But they are still, actually. Miami is not.
Oklahoma's not.
Oklahoma's not.
Only nine.
Alabama. Only nine.
Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, Clemson, Notre Dame, Utah, Michigan, Oregon, and USC were the only teams that were ranked in the AP top 25 going into the year that are no longer ranked.
Yeah, I forgot about Michigan State and Mel Tucker.
Yep.
Absolute frauds.
Oklahoma State was ranked too, weren't they, at the beginning?
Well, mm-hmm. They were ranked all year, and they just collapsed.
Yeah.
TCU is not ranked. We were not ranked. Yeah. I got to go back and look at that list. It's a pretty wild stat.
It's an interesting list, and the one thing that I did say during the summer, I said when I saw Oklahoma being ranked, I think they were ranked number 7 or number 6 to start the year. No, it was A&M that was number 6.
A&M was 6, yes.
And Oklahoma, I think, was either 7 or 8. And I said that they're not going to finish inside the top 20. They might not even finish inside the top 25, and, you know, here we are. Other games this weekend, of course, Purdue and Michigan. That's going to be interesting to watch because Jeff Brohm is 3-0. Against teams that are in the top three.
Kind of a funny feeling about that game. You know, Purdue's always a gritty team. They're tough. They're not going to lay down.
Weird stuff happens when Purdue's on the field in a big game. Weird stuff just happens.
It always does. Purdue always gets that top two, top three win. They did it to Ohio State a couple years ago. They can do it again tomorrow.
Like we said, Utah and USC playing tonight. Kansas State and TCU tomorrow. I got to go Kansas State on that one.
And
that's not just an emotional bet. That's like, it's hard to beat a team twice.
I hope that Kansas State wins, but my gut tells me TCU. I mean, we've been betting against TCU for
over a month.
6 months now, or not 6 months, 6 weeks, and they just continue to win, so I wouldn't bet against them.
Haynes King has entered the transfer portal today.
How many people have entered the transfer portal from Texas A&M?
A lot.
Denver Harris did. That's the same guy that was speeding in the parking garage.
Yeah.
Yep. I think it has to be over 10.
Well, and we kind of called this. You know, even last year when they signed this class, I remember being on the drive and talking about how all these guys, like, listen, they're going to go down there. The majority of them are not going to get to play, and a lot of them are probably not going to get the money they're promised because none of this stuff is in writing, you know, at the time. So here we are, you know, not even 12 months after they've committed, roughly 12 months, and they are going to find somewhere else to play.
I mean, you look at the LSU linebacker. What was his name? He was committed to Texas A&M, now at LSU.
Harold Perkins.
I mean, yeah, he made the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those guys went down there just for the money, and now they're actually going to go play for teams they want to.
And not a lot of movement out of Knoxville.
Not for any major guys.
Exactly. Now, you look at other programs, Kentucky losing Kvasie Smoke, an effective running back.
Surprised the Wade twins haven't hit the portal yet. Maybe they will.
They probably will. Of course, Dominique Lovett from Missouri, I think it was number 3 in the conference in receiving yards, and yeah, he's in the portal. So, I mean, that's the one thing Josh Heupel's done, has been able to keep people around. Apparently, Tyon Evans has declared for the draft today.
Congrats, I guess.
Nice job.
I mean, it's just so weird to think about what he would have been in this offense this year for as good as he was last year.
His stock would have been a ton higher if he would have just stayed.
And, you know, that's a classic case of somebody getting some bad advice.
Too many voices.
I mean, that's usually what it means. I mean, you got a lot of people in your ear. It's like, well, you know, I think you're good enough to go here. I don't think you should play here. I think you should go here. You'll get more reps. And in some cases, yes, they're telling them the right thing. But in the majority of cases, no. A lot of times, these people that don't know, number one, don't know the game. Number two, have no business mindset, are making the decisions for these guys.
It's like with BHH and Tomba in the basketball program.
Mm-hmm.
Same exact thing.
Well, Tomba should have stayed another year at Catholic.
Well, that was someone else obviously trying to push him to go early, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that backfired.
Yep.
And then BHH is like, what, his fifth team in 5 years?
Sixth and six.
Oh, even worse.
Wait. Okay. He's been at six teams?
From high school on.
He's played for a different team every single year. And NBA scouts look at that and it's like, well, this guy has no stability. It's like, this guy's going to get mad and want to leave at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, they look at that and say, why do you keep leaving? You know, they're going to ask you that in an interview. And, I mean, NBA people have voices everywhere. Like, they have sources. They can go and ask. They can ask Rick Barnes. They can ask IMG or wherever he went to in high school. I mean, it's not a good look. And, I don't know, good luck to Tyon Evans, I guess. But you would have been a lot better off staying here.
Yes, he would have.
Absolutely. Wanted to give a quick shout-out to my friend Julia Hurley, the sponsor of Overtime. She's giving away four tickets to this Sunday's game as well. You know, we usually do it for the weekday games. She has decided, yeah, I'm just going to give them away for Sunday as well. So we put the tweet out. You had to retweet that and get a bonus entry on Instagram. Brandon Brewster is the winner of this Sunday's tickets. Tennessee takes on Alcorn State. Julia, thank you so much, Brandon. We will get those tickets over to you as soon as possible. Of course, Tennessee taking on Alcorn State this Sunday. Tennessee will be wearing the orange uniforms. Why, I don't know, but they're going to wear orange uniforms this Sunday.
Create some interest for a Alcorn State Sunday afternoon tip-off, I guess.
Sunday evening. 6 o'clock.
The Lady Vols play that day? Cause usually,
yeah, it's a doubleheader.
Yeah, because okay. Men will play Saturday night, Lady Vols early afternoon.
And Alcorn State 3-5 on the year, led by Byron Joshua and Dominique Bruton, both averaging 11.6 points per game. Those are their two guards. Number 276 in KenPom, as opposed to Tennessee's number 3. And I'm not sure what the line will be in that game. If it's in the 20s, take it. Of course, Alcorn State, they are 3-5 on the year. They have beat Wichita State, Stephen F. Austin, and Cal State Bakersfield. They have not played a team with a losing record yet.
I wonder what McNeese State is in the KenPom rankings. Let's see that.
Not sure. I wasn't really looking for them earlier. But we do have some bets that we're going to pass along to you here in the next segment. We're going to use the KenPom metric and see what we can come up with there. Some interesting basketball last night.
Yeah.
Creighton and Texas. If you like college basketball, you had to be tuned into that game.
It was a great game.
Fantastic. And the way it ended, of course, I had Texas at -6.5.
Couldn't have happened any other way, right?
It couldn't have happened any other way.
Yep.
Shot after shot at the end.
I told you yesterday Creighton was going to cover.
It doesn't, like, it's just stupid. This is why I sometimes hate sports betting, because you just can't factor in these things. A guy that's 1-for-9 from three, they're down 7, so you're perfectly within the spread.
Well, it's the same way with any game. I mean, if you've got a team that's up by 20, and the spread is 16.5. That other team just goes on a hot streak, just making layup after layup because the other team has already given up, that's already winning, and they don't cover.
Exactly.
And the team gets a backdoor cover. And those are the things that you sort of have to take into account, but you don't ever take into account. Now, if you have a team at a 2.5-point spread, they're up by 1 late in the game, they get fouled, they hit their 2 free throws, boom, spread hits.
I kind of worry about a backdoor cover in that Actually, I don't know. Tomorrow's SEC championship game. I mean, that's a huge spread for a championship game.
I'm not even touching that one.
What's the spread again? 17.5?
Yeah.
It did start off at, what, 19.5 on Monday?
It was 19.5, yeah.
The thing is, like, the look-ahead, it only had it at, like, 9.5. And then it jumped quick after the A&M game.
I think I really think the only time Georgia has really tried this year was against Oregon and against us. And they've just coasted the rest of the time, and they're going to try tomorrow. So
they definitely are going to try.
That they are. Stay with us. We're going to give you some bets. Little Round Robin Hood is coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio. Fan Run Radio Overtime continues. It is time for Little Round Robin Hood. We're going to give you some props. We're going to give you some money lines. We're going to give you some spreads to put in tonight in college basketball and the NBA. Start out, we'll get this one out of the way early. Georgia, a 24.5 or 25.5 point favorite now against Florida A&M. Florida A&M is like the fourth worst basketball team in the country, according to KenPom. Take that, Georgia spread.
Agrees.
And, of course, we got Kent State taking on South Dakota State. I want to touch on this one a little bit. I like the Kent State spread at 6.5. And then NC State, number 49 in KenPom, against Pitt, number 92. NC State, 7-1. They are a 9.5 point favorite. I like them there. Anybody else disagree?
I have no argument there.
I do not either.
Then you got Wake Forest and Clemson. Wake Forest 7-1, Clemson 6-2. Clemson has the slight edge in KenPom. They are a 2.5 point favorite. I like that one. Liberty, 15.5 point favorite against Maryland Eastern Shore. The lowest you can go on KenPom is 364.
363.
They are 310.
I know somebody that plays for Maryland East Shore.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah, take the Liberty spread at 15.5. Campbell and ECU. Campbell 200, ECU 219. Take Campbell to cover the 4.5. They're at plus 4.5. Don't necessarily know about the money line, but I like them to cover.
I guess I'm blind. I'm trying to see where Colgate is in KenPom. They play Auburn tonight.
I took the Auburn spread.
Yeah. Auburn's only favored by, according to my thing, 13.5 at home.
Oh, sweet. I got in at 12.5.
Nice.
LSU, 18.5 point favorites against UT Arlington. I like that one. Gonzaga and Baylor is the really interesting one tonight. Gonzaga, a 2.5 point favorite, but I like the Baylor money line at plus 114.
Where's this game? It says the Pentagon. Is this a neutral site game tonight?
Yeah. It's not the Pentagon as in...
Yeah, Washington, D.C.
Yeah, it's not that Pentagon. It's like some facility. It's got like 5 courts attached to it.
I like Baylor, too.
I like Baylor as well.
They got a big bounce-back game, and they lost by 30 points the other night against Marquette. They're going to be angry.
They're going to be mad. And then Illinois and Maryland take the Illinois money line. At plus 108.
No, decent. Maryland, yeah, decent Big Ten, Matt. Maryland's, are they back in the Big Ten or are they still ACC? Well, I don't. They've switched like so often.
Don't. I mean,
is that place called Sanford? Sanford Pentagon?
No. I don't know. It just says the Pentagon on my phone.
Look up the Pentagon basketball court. It'll show it to you. It's pretty cool court design. It's like that old school court design.
Yeah, I just looked it up. There's pictures on it. I don't know if it's the one that's in Arlington or Sioux Falls, South
Sioux
Dakota.
Falls.
It's
in
Okay.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what that court is.
Yeah.
And then, actually, go ahead and just put those in a round robin. Do it by twos. And you should, I would say you have probably a 60% hit percentage on those.
I would say so. At the least, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is, not all these are going to hit. We know that. That's why we do round robins. Please do not put $1,100 down on an 11-leg parlay. That would not be responsible. I don't encourage that at all.
You want to guess the capacity of that place? The Pentagon?
What, like 5,000?
You got to guess?
It's pretty big. I'd say like 7,500.
It's 3,250.
Well, I guess pictures are catfishing me on Wikipedia.
Alrighty. So let's go through our prop bets for tonight. We got a lot of NBA action tonight. We had one game last night.
Luka, he had 38, 5 rebounds, and 9 assists. I think I had 6 rebounds for him, so that's awesome.
All right. What do you guys want to start with? I think you all have first pick since I went 0 for the other night.
We didn't even do one last night. All right. Just go first, Callum.
Ja plays tonight. So I don't know. Ja 20+. He's gonna show out on. He's gonna be a highlight merchant. He'll get his like 6 layups on the fast break, and then he'll probably have 19 points and
probably lose the game.
Yep, with a 5-point spread against the 76ers.
Well, Pacers are playing, so you know what that means. Tyrese Halliburton's going for 20+.
Looking for a little bounce back game.
Yeah, he only had 9 the other night. That was not a good performance by him.
I'm gonna go. You've got the Nuggets and the Hawks tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Jamal Murray is out. What's Michael Porter Jr. is out. So
looking for a point total?
Yeah. What's Aaron Gordon's point total?
16.5.
Interesting. I'm going to go under.
And let's see here. We do not have a rebound total for Clint Capella. Nikola Jokic, 10+ rebounds.
Heat and Celtics play tonight, so you know where I'm going.
Yep.
Tatum and Jason, 20+.
It's not a bad one. It's not a bad one at all. Let's see here. This is it's an interesting one. I'm going to stay with the same game with you guys. Bam Adebayo, over 19.5 points.
Somebody's got to do it.
That's what I'm saying, man. Somebody's got to do it.
Dude, yeah, every time me or you have put a bet on him, he is not hit. But I guess you have more faith in Bam than I do.
I do.
I'm going to go with Steven Adams, 8+. I'm not going to go 10+ because he's matched up against Embiid tonight. So that'll be a little different.
Can't go 8+. It's not an option.
Awesome. So, then we're going to go. What's Bubble Boy's point total? Tyler Hero.
Let's see what Hero's point total is. Scroll down here. Tyler Hero, 17.5.
Going to go over.
I was about to say, that'd be a smart bet for you to make, Aaron Davis. I'm going to jump over to the Pelicans and the Spurs, go down to some rebounds, and we are going to go Valanciunas, 10+ rebounds.
Damn it. You've got one more, man. Make it count.
AD, what's his points?
Let's see here. They're playing here, well, it says 7:45, but they're not going to get started until
8 at least.
Yeah.
Yep.
You said Anthony Davis points?
Yeah, because the Lakers play the Bucks.
23.5.
I just did alternate propping a 20+ for AD.
Don't mind that. I am going to jump down to the Suns and the Rockets. Devin Booker, 30+.
You know, usually people that have big games, like he had 51,
mm-hmm.
usually don't.
Well, he's not going to get to 51 again. He'll get to 30.
You know who I'm going to switch one of my picks if I'm allowed to do that? Because I can't believe I bet on that bum Aaron Gordon. So I'm going to go Giannis, 30+.
There you go.
There you go, 30+.
Any other spreads or anything that jump out to you?
I don't like that Grizzly spread against the Sixers. I would take the Sixers to cover at least.
I would do the same as well.
Let's take the Sixers to cover 5. Pelicans and the Spurs, 7-point spread.
I would take the Pelicans to cover that.
I would take the Suns to cover against Houston, 11.5.
I would take the Hawks to cover at home against the Nuggets. I mean, I just mentioned that Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. are out, and Jeff Green, so they're literally playing with a bunch of G Leaguers and Jokic. So,
goodness.
Warriors-Bulls. I don't want to speak on the Warriors, so I'll take the Bulls, +7.
That's stupid advice, man. Warriors are going to cover. Bulls are just the middest team in the NBA.
Bulls are terrible.
Man. Like they were after they got rid of their entire group that built that franchise.
Yep. Luol Deng.
I mean, they swapped one mid for another. I mean, Derrick Rose, who could barely even hang on.
Yep.
And you had Joakim Noah, who couldn't be trusted past 2 feet outside the basket.
They were the most consistent when they had Kirk Heinrich.
Yeah, Carlos Boozer as well.
And he was just a – Kirk Heinrich was just a bootleg J.J. Redick. So.
True, but I mean, at least he could hold a team together, you know, kind of like Mario Chalmers did with the Miami Heat.
Yep.
He was the glue that made that team fit.
Just like good old Juwan Howard did with the Miami Heat back in LeBron's early Miami Heat days. Now he's punching other coaches on the sideline.
Who was that other guy from Miami that they loved?
Norris Cole, Chris Anderson, Birdman.
Birdman.
Birdman, yep.
Yeah, Birdman carried LeBron.
He did.
He got kicked out of the league twice, man.
Played for the Grizzlies for a brief moment.
He did. So did Joakim Noah.
So did Mario Chalmers.
So did Vince Carter.
So did Matt Barnes.
So did Lance Stevenson.
So did Strobile Swift.
So did Darrell Wright.
Hey, Darrell Arthur.
Yeah, I wonder what that guy's doing with his life.
Well, could be worse. Could be like Delonte West.
Yeah, you know, heroin addiction.
Yeah.
Heroin.
Yep. And hope he's doing better.
I hope so. Stay with us. Overtime continues. More Fan Run Radio on the way.
Here comes Santa Claus right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and vixen and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say...
Fan Run Radio Overtime continues. Nothing like a bunch of YouTube ads to kill your mood.
Two 15-second ads of Klay Thompson, Josh Allen, and some...
Nobodies.
Yeah.
They were soldiers, Matthew.
No, I'm talking about the other people on that.
Oh, yeah. On the Cash App commercial?
Yes, I'm not talking about
We respect our troops around here.
I respect the U.S. Army commercial.
You better.
I congratulate them on their service for this country.
Mm-hmm.
Like you.
Mm-hmm.
The ice, man.
Oh, man. We're watching a better brand of NBA basketball than what is on today right now. We are going back in time to the Lakers and the Celtics in the NBA Finals. This is 2010.
2008.
Oh, this is 2008.
Yeah.
Man. Look at how much different.
Eddie House.
Look at the shorts.
Look at the logo. I love the logo. I don't know why they ever took that off the center court.
That is a great logo.
You know what else is missing?
One.
In today's game? The name of this arena.
Yeah. Have you seen the outside? They just stripped the whole Staples off, so it's just like a... It just looks empty. It looks like it's like a vacant arena now
yes,
on the outside.
Does.
So what, it just looks like one of these old rec centers that used to be a school and now it's just a rec center?
It's just a massive building with no name attached to it. Crypto.com Arena. But it's on the top of the Staples Center, so I guess if you're in a helicopter, you can see it.
Hmm.
Just 0.01% of the population.
Well, the one thing that Golden State did right with Chase Arena or the Chase Center, whatever they're calling it, they did a really good job, number one, with the build, number two, being able to market anything they want to on that building.
That's Scalabrini?
No, it wasn't.
Who was that?
I will say, though.
Who is that?
Sure, our listeners are Nah, Jake makes a great point. They do a great point. Do great job of marketing with the Warriors. I mean, that logo's planted everywhere. It's pretty hard to miss. And if you look in the crowd, it's just a typical crowd that you would expect. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous to get into a game there. The ticket prices are like $2,000 for a game against the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah, I mean, they do a great job of marketing there. Of course, everyone knows I'm a big crypto guy. But, you know, one of the things that worries me, yeah, we just saw what happened with FTX down in Miami. They basically bamboozled them and bamboozled the MLB, for those of you diehard baseball fans that are listening, I corrected myself. But where do you think that money comes from?
Crypto?
Because it's not all coming from the buying and selling fees that they're charging every time you have to buy.
I don't know anything about crypto, to be honest with
you. Well, no, what I'm saying is, like, how do you think those companies are getting the money to do these sponsorships?
They're probably putting it on some type of...
They're probably hemorrhaging the money from the people that are actually putting their money into their account with that company.
Yeah, it's a lot of... They're using a lot of leverage debt, probably.
A lot of leverage debt.
I don't want to talk about that right now.
Matthew using financial terminology.
It's like leverage. It's not called leverage. It's just called leverage, man.
Huh?
It's called leverage.
You can leverage assets or leverage debt, so...
It's like you can hemorrhage money.
Probably, probably a bunch of money laundering, I would assume.
That's that's why I never did trust those sites.
I mean, how long had FTX been an actual company?
Not long.
Not long at all.
Less than a year, maybe?
Well, they had the naming rights to the arena for a whole year, literally. They changed it in 2021. It's now 2022, and it's already gone.
Yeah, I mean... thing is, like, they were not only sponsoring that, they were sponsoring MLB. Like, they placed the logos on the field and they would have logos just blasted, like the officials, like the umpires were wearing it on their umpire uniforms and everything.
Did they get the naming rights to the Marlins baseball stadium also?
I don't know if they did. I don't think they did. I think that's still LoanDepot.com park.
I'm looking it up. Yeah, it is LoanDepot still. But I swear I've seen it, like, on the backstops and
I have too.
The mound sometimes.
And the thing with Miami's baseball team, man, they have sold out one game the entire time that stadium has existed.
One game?
One game.
Yeah, well, they're not putting a good product on the field.
I mean, you have Jazz Chisholm. That's
Jazz Chisholm and who's the guy that – the most tension they got was when that guy died in the boating accident, literally.
And that's when D. Gordon hit that home run, the leadoff home run, yep.
Other than that, I mean, I think they had Aldamas, shortstop there for a minute.
I think they have Sandy Alcantara. Yeah, that's their pitcher, and Jazz Chisholm's a shortstop at second base.
I mean, that's the thing is, like, the Marlins are not doing anything to draw a crowd in. And, you know, and that's not necessarily – people consider it a small market. It's like that's why the NBA kind of got mad when LeBron went to Miami, because that's considered a small market team.
It was.
It was. Yeah.
And the thing is, like, that's a market that could do well, kind of like New York. You look at the Knicks. They should be good for all the resources they have, for the historical factor you have with that organization. They should be good. And ever since Patrick Ewing left, he didn't, and he never won a championship. They should be able to bounce back.
He made the finals. Am I correct in saying that?
94.
Okay, yeah.
They lost to the Rockets.
And then the Rockets played the Magic the next year, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the year that they had Penny and Shaq and
D. Scott. And
I think Horace Grant actually went from the Bulls to the Magic, and he was on the Magic.
He did.
At that point.
Well, if you look at all the large, like, big market teams in the NBA, like, they all have super big advantages. It's not like the NFL, you know? I feel like every team in the NFL has, like, equal opportunity pretty much. Would you not agree with that?
I would agree with that.
I would agree with that
like,
as well.
Like, the NBA, like, you look at the Lakers and even the Clippers and the Warriors and, I mean, we mentioned the Knicks, the Nets also. Like, they just – their payroll is, like, ridiculous. Like, they pay more than like any other team, and they get this money because they're in a large market. And the NBA, it's all rigged, man. They want the large markets to do well. Like,
they want LA to succeed. They want New York to succeed.
Like,
Chicago.
Boston is not considered a large market, but they're just such a traditionally historic franchise that it lines up where they're allowed to get far in the playoffs because it's NBA agenda.
And you know, that finals when it was the Suns versus the Bucks.
Oh, they were so mad about that.
The NBA did not want that at all.
Not at all, but that was a great finals.
It was.
I mean, and that's the thing is, like, it was probably the best NBA finals that we had seen in such a long time, but the NBA was so mad about it because it wasn't a large market finals, is what it was.
Literally in 5 years, because I would consider the last finals that I actually enjoyed being. Maybe 2016. I mean, you can count the bubble one if you want to, but it was just different.
2016 was probably the last one that I enjoyed.
The bubble one was just complete dominance by the Lakers. Like, it wasn't even close.
2019 was okay, but, I mean, it was the Raptors, and the Raptors won it, and the NBA didn't want that.
Oh, they really didn't want that.
No.
No, they were pissed that KD got injured.
Yep, and Clay.
It's like, imagine if OKC were to make it to the finals now.
I mean, it's like this year. Say, hypothetically, the Cavaliers and the Memphis Grizzlies made it to the NBA Finals.
Oh, they would hate that.
They would hate it.
Oh, absolutely.
Or if, like, Detroit, when Detroit made the Finals and won the Finals, I don't think they were too happy about that either.
Yeah, they beat the Lakers too, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah, they beat them 4-1.
Yep.
And like Philly. Well, I guess Philly's kind of different, but when like Iverson made the finals against the Lakers, but it was okay because the Lakers made it.
Yep.
You had Shaq and Kobe. It just depends. You got to have one. I feel like the NBA always has to have at least one big market team in the finals.
Imagine like the Pacers and the Thunder in the finals.
Pacers are like the Houston Rockets right now.
Pacers versus the Kings. Whew. NBA with
a... Oh, that's a weird one. Like, Sacramento is not a sports town.
Do they have a... they don't have baseball there, do they?
I don't have anything except a basketball team.
Okay, yeah. The Kings, that's it.
It's kind of like Memphis, but, like, Memphis actually has, like... It's a historically, like, sports town. Like, it's in the South. Like,
well, yeah, and you got Nashville right up the road with the Titans.
And you have... Yeah, I mean, you had the Memphis Showboats in the 90s, I think.
In the 80s. Fun fact.
80s, okay.
You know the episode in SpongeBob Band Geeks where they're in the Bubble Bowl?
Yep.
It's a Liberty Bowl.
It was a Liberty Bowl.
Yeah, because it had the Memphis Showboats and it had the Liberty Bowl. That was an interesting fact once I finally noticed it.
And they also have like a big history of wrestling, too. Like, what is Sacramento?
Jerry the King.
What is Sacramento known for? Seriously. I've never been. I don't ever want to go. Like, what is there to do there?
I don't know, but I was watching an episode of Bar Rescue one night, and John Taffer had a sports bar, quote-unquote, out in Sacramento. And he's like, why the hell is this a sports bar? Nothing to do with sports happens in Sacramento except the Kings, and they're terrible!
How long has it been since the Kings have been good?
Chris Webber. So,
Peja, Chris Webber, Mike Bibby.
Yep.
That was, what, 2001?
Early 2000s. Yeah,
early. I mean, have they had a winning season in the last, like,
they're about to
20 years?
I couldn't tell you. I mean, that's I forget that the Kings are even a franchise.
Yeah, they need to move the team to Seattle. I really still, to this day, don't understand the move from Seattle to Oklahoma City.
That one was really weird. And Seattle, like, the Seattle basketball fans are still not happy about that.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't either. I mean, they got a hockey team now, and they still got the WNBA team, and they got the Seahawks, and they got literally every sport except basketball.
Mariners. They got the Mariners, too.
Yeah, I said, like, every sport, Seahawks, Mariners, women's basketball, hockey. I mean, they've got it all.
Well, and, too, you got to think that when the NBA expands, because it is going to happen, you've got to think that Seattle is going to be a city that gets one of those teams.
Las Vegas will.
Vegas will get one. Do you think they'll expand it to four, or do you think they'll stick with two?
Two.
But how do you, means you have to move somebody to the Eastern
You'll
Conference.
You'll have to move Memphis over to the Eastern Conference.
Thank God.
Thank God, man.
I mean, that's the thing is, like, it for teams like New Orleans and Memphis who are in the Western Conference, it makes no sense.
No, it's just based off the geography. I mean, we're in Canada, Vancouver. But now they never bothered to switch it when we moved to Memphis.
Well, I mean, the Pelicans were in Charlotte.
Yeah, I think 1 year the Grizzlies, I think we had 50 wins and we were either a 5 or 4 seed, and that would have been like the first seed in the East.
No, we had 56 wins and we were the 4 seed.
Yeah,
in
that's
the West.
What. Yeah,
and you'd been first in the East.
Yeah,
yes.
In the East. Yeah.
The thing is, the West was so dominant at that time too.
Yeah, San Antonio, Golden State,
Dallas,
OKC with Katie and Russ.
Yep. And we were a 4 seed with 56 wins.
I mean, that's the thing is like. NBA needs to do a better job at distributing talent. And it all starts with the lottery system, because let's call that like it is. The lottery system for the NBA draft is not a fair way to decide who gets pick number one, pick number two.
I mean, we got so lucky to even get number two. If we didn't get two, a job, I don't know where we'd be right now.
I mean, that's the thing is like, that is something that can alter a franchise.
It did. Literally
it
did.
But then, if you look at most of the lottery picks, most of them sometimes don't even pan out.
Well, that's like
Anthony Bennett.
Yep.
Recently, I mean, you could argue Zion. I mean, Zion's playing good right now, but he's played about 40% of the games.
Yep, because he's been injured.
Really enjoying that cookie, aren't you, Davis?
Yep.
I mean, you can make the argument for RJ Barrett.
Great crumble cookies. Great sponsor of the show.
Yeah, they don't crumble up on you like R.J. Barrett or Anthony Bennett.
He's
Stay with us. Overtime continues. More Fan Run Radio coming up.
So you're watching. Jingle bells ring and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing, but this was fun.
Final segment, hour number one, Fan Run Radio. Guys, give Julie or Hurley a call today for all your real estate needs, buying, selling, investing, 865-237-7328. Tell her the crew from Overtime sent you. Thank you, Julia, for giving us those tickets to give away. Brandon, enjoy the game on Sunday. Might see you there.
I haven't even thought about this Clemson and North Carolina game. What if North Carolina pulls off an upset? Would Clemson even still be in the Orange Bowl, or would they boost North Carolina to that?
I don't know. What if it's Tennessee and Ohio State at that point?
In the Orange Bowl?
Yeah.
I would welcome that with open arms.
Oh, buddy. You talk about a game that would be.
We may not win, but we will talk a lot. Trust me.
Oh, yeah. We'll have a lot more to talk about than we have to talk about today, instead of filling your head with boring NBA talk, because we're sitting here just trying to come up with stuff. That's what we do.
And Monday we'll know what bowl we're going to, at least.
Yes, we will.
Just the man that wants to talk some basketball. Let's get him in here. What do you say, Philly?
Hey, Jake Snake. Jake the Snake.
Philly.
We're at the drunk tank. Figure out how to tune in and see what's going on.
Well, Phil, we were playing Alcorn State on Sunday. I think we're going to win by about 35 points, and yeah.
Sounds good. Don't then we'll know where we're going to go to the bowl game on top of that, right?
We should. We should know by Sunday evening. And Davis just brought up a really good point. Like, what if North Carolina beats Clemson and you get a matchup of Tennessee and Ohio State in the Orange Bowl?
We might be able to outscore them. If Milton can throw a legitimate pass.
That's the problem. I don't know if he can.
I mean, you talk about my interest going from down here to up there, Tennessee versus Ohio State in the Orange Bowl, I'd be tuned in for every second of that.
Well, there really is a chance North Carolina can beat Clemson.
I think there is.
I agree.
I mean, they have a far superior quarterback, and usually the far superior quarterback wins these ball games.
Well, and DJ, he's not been living up to the hype that he was supposed to have. You know, at Clemson, and Drake May at North Carolina, you know, he's North Carolina through and through. I mean, that's somebody that wants to win that game.
Yeah, but there's rumors that he may transfer from North Carolina and go to Alabama. Have you heard that rumor?
I saw that, and that DJ is going to transfer to either USC or UCLA, going back home.
That'll kill Clemson.
DJ, he's horrible. You think USC would take garbage like that?
I don't know. I mean, it depends. He may want to go to USC, but I don't know if USC wants him.
Well, Phil, what do they say? Trash attracts trash.
Well, there's a lot of trash in California, that's all I can say. You know what?
Walking around and on the streets.
Well, I got to give y'all a compliment. At least I'm not hearing no communist kickball on your show. I like it.
Well, capitalist sports only.
I voted on today. It's ridiculous.
What is that all they talked about today was communist kickball?
No, they talked football the first hour, and then started talking communist kickball the second hour. I just turned it off, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean,
I got better things to do.
Yeah, well, so do we, and that's why we didn't listen either.
So, what do you think about this game tonight? USC and
Utah,
yeah.
Nah. I mean, I really want Utah to win just because I hate USC, but I think USC is going to win.
You're probably right. I really, though, I kind of hope these teams win so Alabama won't get in the playoff, because they let a gas and they get in the playoffs. You know, it's just, they dry everything they can to get them in there.
Well, I mean, and that's the – I'm kind of leaning towards the way you're thinking, Phil. It's like you almost want these teams to win just so Alabama doesn't get in, for one. And two, you know, if all of them win and then – North Carolina beats Clemson, a Tennessee-Ohio State matchup is pretty likely at that point.
Well, yeah, that's the one I look at, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, Phil. I would take that game right now if you said, hey, listen, all these teams are going to win tomorrow and you're going to have no shot at making the playoff, but listen, North Carolina is going to beat Clemson and you're going to play Ohio State in the Orange Bowl. I think every Tennessee fan would be happy about that.
What's the line on that Georgia-LSU game? Get that in front of you?
17.5.
You think Georgia will roll LSU tomorrow?
I do.
Why, do you think LSU's going to turn it over a lot?
I just think Georgia, when they really try and they turn it on, they're just the best team in the nation by far. And LSU's really limping in. I don't even think Jaden Daniels is 100%. So.
He's not.
Can't disagree with you. But it's not CBJ on the court there tonight. I don't understand why he's not getting more playing time. I mean – it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it out, do you?
Well, we were trying to figure that out as well. It's like, you know, they only put him in for 4 minutes, but he is very productive in those 4 minutes. And if he's going to be productive in just those 4 minutes, let's give him 20. Like, put him in for at least 15 to 20 minutes a game. Just see what he can do.
Well, he needs to at least get 5 or 10 at the minimum, because if somebody goes down, they're in a bad hurt, especially if Ziegler goes down. I mean, Key and Vescovi should never play point guard, especially if Vescovi is your best shooter. Why would you even play point guard?
You shouldn't. I mean, that's the thing, Phil, is, you know, you just said it best. If Zakai Ziegler were to go down, you know, we're screwed.
Mm-hmm. Then they'll have to play BJ then, wouldn't they?
They'd have to. And, Phil, I don't know if we asked you this yesterday, but someone heard on another show that the team this year versus the Admiral and Grant team that went to the Sweet 16, someone tried to say that this year's team would be a 9.5-point favorite over that team. I did not buy that for a second.
There's no way. That team is one of the best offensive teams Tennessee's ever had. Yep. This team might be the best defensive team Brent Barnes has had. I'll tell you what, though, I watched some tape on that Freddie DeLone. They got committed.
Yeah.
That guy's a walking – he can get buckets any way you can get them. I mean, that's something Rick Barnes hadn't had over.
I mean, that's what we need. I mean, we've not had that in a while. And, you know, Phil, back to the point of a point guard, look at how much more effective that offense was when Jordan Bone was running it. Number one, he had the fastest first step in the country. And number two, he knew how to run an offense. He knew how to get the ball to the right guy and make things happen.
And then when Rick Barnes got mad, he brought Lamonte Turner in. So there wasn't much drop-off at all.
No. Mm-hmm.
That's what they need over there. Well, I didn't want Rick Barnes on a, you know, not even played yet. But we got plenty of time to rip him later on and get in the tournament, you know what?
Yeah, we got plenty of time for that, don't we?
Y'all have a good weekend. When we're gonna have a get together? I want one of these 6 o'clock get togethers again.
We're gonna have one. Yeah, it might be when these guys get back from Christmas break, but we'll get together. We'll go take up happy hour somewhere.
Yeah. I hope Tom Brady fan don't come know all the stupid stuff he says on that morning show. Serious.
Always a shot at W, and tonight it was a shot at Adam Hickman. Goodness.
God forbid he enjoys his Friday night.
Well, it's ruined. It is.
He's catching the stray.
Absolutely ruined. We're going to take our final time out of the hour here. We'll reach you at the top of the hour. Stay with us. Hour number one of the books, hour number two of overtime, coming up right here on Fan Run Radio.